Does that need to be in a form of a motion?
Let's open the meeting.
I make a motion that we call the meeting back to order at 2:30.
Second.
Roll call.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, next item on our agenda today is the Government Accounting Standards Board, GASB 54 policy. Consideration to approve the GASB 54 fund balance policy as presented. Authorize the city manager and clerk treasurer to execute and implement the document beginning with fiscal year 2012 annual City of Boyne City financial statements. And I lost my summary here. You want to take that, Mike?
I think Cindy would be the best one to address.
Okay. Cindy, can you pull us in on the information?
I can. GASB 54 stated that, well, the objective of the policy was to provide consistent financial reporting and along the lines for all government units. It helps a lot when, for example, getting a CDB grant, they'd like to see our financial statements, or they can access our financial statements. And if they can see consistency, it's a lot easier for them to read items like that. So that's one of the main reasons it was created. But also at that time, they recommend that within your general fund, you create a minimum fund balance. You set a level. And so this policy addresses both of those issues. We took some careful consideration when we were trying to create that minimum target for a fund balance. Mike and I chose a 25% level. Auditors recommend 10 to 15%. We believe in these times 25% is safer. It is 3 months of operating revenues in case something happens that buys you time to make the changes in necessary cuts or increases, things that you actually need to do to keep yourself sustainable. Anything, you know, like a natural disaster can create the need for that cash immediately, so we would have that. Any further state revenue sharing cuts, this could provide assistance for that immediately if we needed that. Mostly the personal property tax status, that's another very important issue. So there are the several issues that we would need that 25% that I would feel safer have. It's not hoarding, it's just protecting our assets. So basically this policy just states all the terminology that needs to take place so we can be consistent with all other reporting units and adds the fund balance level.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Mike, do you wish to comment on that?
No, I think she summed it up well. When you start looking at the 25% and recognize that only gives you 3 months worth of cushion in there. It's something, that, especially in these times with huge changes taking place at the state and the economy still not stable yet. Good reason why we came up with that. And again, the reason that we're addressing this issue is not because there's any flaw or problems with our programs. It's basically because the auditing industry basically wants to have consistency as they're going from one city to the next city so that they things are categorized comparably. So I concur with their recommendation.
Okay. Do we have any department heads that'd like to comment on this? Okay. Citizens? Wish to make a comment? Okay. Well, we'll go to the commission then. Gene, would you like to start?
Sure. Well, I think there's a lot of uncertainties out there that would support a need for a fund balance policy. And I believe we definitely need this policy.
Tom?
When we hit the budget review session is when we'll actually take our current fund balance and divide it into these five categories? Or is that something that you as staff will do?
The most important one is that unfunded liabilities. That's the one where we want to make sure that that's assigned. Right now, it's in the fund or in the financial reports as designated. Basically, it's taking designated, undesignated, then calling them assigned and unassigned, just so it's appropriate terms. That is where you do want to address your general fund balance.
Correct.
In those two most important categories.
But not today.
Not today.
This is just bookkeeping process.
Correct. Correct. This puts a policy in place.
I agree. I'm all set. Okay.
Question for Cindy. Is there a statutory maximum cap that a government entity can have for a fund balance?
I am not aware of a statutory maximum.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not that I've ever heard of.
Okay. And historically, what has Boyne City over the last, say, 5 to 10 years run as a percentage?
It's pretty consistent with what we've had now. We've been adding to it, basically with the number of the financial situation out there in the world, and also with regards to the number of projects that we've had proposed, whether it's facilities replacement or marina improvements, or just looking at the number of uncompleted projects we had out there. The commission felt it was better to build up that fund balance for future projects.
Percentage numbers? Can you throw some numbers on those? Like 5 years ago, where was it versus?
I'd have to look.
It's running the 32% to this.
The last audit review was 32.
No, this last audit review was, I believe that was the 40.
40 some percent.
Yeah. 43, 40.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But that included all the categories, correct? Mm-hmm. Or just the unassigned?
That's the unassigned. That's the unassigned.
Laura?
Yeah, that was basically my question, is what have we been running at traditionally, and what's it going to? So, yeah, that sounds probably respectable to do. I have that on hand. So... I'd be okay with that.
We have another question.
Question and a comment, Mr. Mayor. On the assigned fund balance, the language in there, the funds in this category shall be so assigned by the city commission or city manager. Is that language that's consistent with what has been in place with the role of city manager, or is that an addition versus just a city commission?
I'd leave that up to the clerk who assembled this policy.
Well,
okay.
Generally, that fund balance has been, when the commission approves the budget,
right. There's
also a fund balance that we've determined that we think we will be at, you know, based on what our current expenses are and revenues, how that's going to roll over, and what we're looking at for the following year. So that when that budget is adopted, those figures are in that budget. So it's presented to the city commission by the city manager from staff in that whole process, but the actual budget is adopted by the city commission. Mm-hmm. And any major changes to that budget, any... Mm-hmm. Amendments have to come through the city commission anyway. Mm-hmm. So
what is specifically are they referring to in the assignment?
On the assignment?
Yeah. Funds in this category shall be so assigned. That assigned, I would assume.
Assigned means and assigned is going to be based on what we anticipate we're going to put. Right. I mean, we would budget those specific expenses, how we're going to add to that.
Right.
I mean, specifically, we designate that OPEB, we budget that as a line item every year, and that's what goes into the assigned.
Okay. Okay, that's it for my question. Last comment is, this is a balancing act, obviously. When your fund balance gets high, the citizens say, why are you taxing me so much just to have it sit around?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps those would be the same citizens that say, if we had too low a fund balance, how come we didn't have any money and set aside?
Right.
So I think that's why I asked if there was a statutory cap. And mm-hmm. I think the 25% is an appropriate range that we can articulate. We're not hoarding funds, or we present ourselves to be financially stable should future crises come down, as outlined by the city manager. So.
One of the nice things about having the unassigned fund balance that would exceed the 25% is, and one of the reasons it's crept up to like about 48%, we haven't done any amendments yet for like the, I believe, was it $58,000, the overrun on E Street, the curb and gutters, and then on Charlevoix Street, there needs to be an amendment to that, which is going to reduce that down.
Right.
And you look at the size of the putt, and you look at the finishing up the fence project at the cemetery, possibly even paving the roads in the cemetery one of these days. But the other thing in Boyne City, you know, the vision of previous commissioners was to have curbs and gutters, you know, throughout the city, and many of our neighborhoods do not have curbs and gutters, and the roads do not last as long, and if we're going to do a project, whatever project, this is, you know, like I say, I'm speaking for past commissions that I've served on, we just don't want to do any jobs that aren't first class anymore. We want to, you know, bring the city up to date, and you have to put a little more money in up front, but and sometimes you have to tap into this unassigned. So when we do get projects coming up and we get grants that have happened here, we don't know for sure that project's going to come in at $719,000, so we may have to tap into some of that unassigned money, but still maintain that 25%. So it may balloon a little bit, but once you do these amendments to it that are what the people have asked us to do in the past and what we're doing now, we need to have some reserves there in addition to that 25%. So I really like the idea of being able to separate these with a one-sheet document that shows where this money is sitting, non-spendable, restricted, committed. You know, so when we're looking at allocating money to a project, we know that it's there, and no, we're not robbing Peter to pay Paul, right. So I'm good with it. So. We're ready for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the City of Boyne City Gatsby 54 fund balance policy as presented with a specified minimum target general fund unassigned fund balance, and authorize the city manager and city clerk treasurer to execute and implement this document beginning with the FYE 2012 annual City of Boyne financial statement.
I'll second that. Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Yes.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylor?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Good. Next item on the agenda today is item F, the automatic clearinghouse policy revision. Consideration to adopt the revised policy for automated clearinghouse arrangements and electronic transfers of funds to include the use of PayPal as presented.
You'll see in your agenda packet you have two memos, one from clerk treasurer and one from our Main Street manager, Hugh Conklin. What brought this topic to the City Commission for attention here today is the Boyne Thunder project, which is a subset of our Main Street program, is desire and feeling that they can improve their that project even more by allowing people to pay and register for that project using PayPal. Mm-hmm. For us to use PayPal, we have to amend our policy to allow it to be used. That situation will allow people to register earlier, set up slip assignments. The committee hopes will basically take out of the mix so much of the last minute jockeying that takes place from people waiting to the last minute. This gives people a real incentive through a reservation policy that uses the PayPal process to hopefully lighten the load on the volunteers that put this event on as it goes forward. The costs with regards to it for using PayPal are comparable to using standard credit cards, which have been used in this project from the very beginning without any problems. So, again, that's the planned and anticipated use of this is for Boeing Thunder. There may be some other opportunities to use it in the future. We'd be bringing those back to the commission if we did choose to or plan to look to go in those directions. So it's our recommendation that the commission amend the policy, allowing us to add PayPal as presented.
He was not here any longer.
No, he had to step out. He apologized. Or he apologizes. He had a conflicting meeting. He didn't think we were going to be going quite this late.
Cindy, do you wish to make any comments in regards to this?
No, I think it's a real positive. I think it's a real plus for the event. Mm-hmm. The event will be paying for all the charges incurred. So.
Okay. Any other department heads or staff members wish to comment? Okay. Citizens? Jim?
Jim Donlin, Boeing Chamber. I've used PayPal at the Boeing Chamber and two previous chambers over the last 10 years. I've never had a problem with using that. It's very, really makes things easier. I guess the only question I would have is you're specifying that it's for Boeing Thunder. Could it be used by Main Street for other things? What I'm thinking of is the next item on your agenda is the Irish Festival. They have a dinner. And it would be helpful, you know, talking to Hugh and also Lynn, who's the chairman of that festival, that, you know, they have a dinner and they too have problems with people paying at the last minute. And just if we could use it for smaller events, like if we, I say, the Main Street could use it for other events like that, that would be somewhat helpful rather than having to come back to the city commission for each different event. I don't want to slow down the process at all, but it could come in handy for some other things, too.
The request we received from the Main Street group was for only the Boeing Thunder at this point. Obviously, we're open to exploring other options. I don't know if there's going to be enough time to try and do that before that. Not having discussed it with you, I don't have an opinion on it at this point.
It's, if I may, it says, or any event in the future that we can use PayPal for. It doesn't limit it to Boeing Thunder in the request that I see. I mean, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but I'm reading it as Boeing Thunder.
Which one are you looking at?
In the discussion area on the first page, about halfway through that paragraph, it says cost should be passed on to Boeing Thunder or any event in the future we may use PayPal for. So I assumed it was not just for Boeing Thunder based on that. Wordage.
If you're comfortable on those parameters, that the event pay for itself and any potential charges so that the city's held.
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's fine.
You can be very just specific in the motion. So.
Yeah.
So are you talking city bills, taxes, water bill?
No. Not yet. Uh-uh. We're not ready for that yet.
This is just events, basically. Well, was Hugh's intent just for Boeing Thunder at this point, then,
well,
for clarification?
The memo that's before you that you were referring to under discussion, that is from Hugh.
Yeah.
That was the original intent of this, was Boeing Thunder.
Motion is made. I think we could expand it to just as it's stated that or any event the future may use, as long as the city is held harmless as far as the cost of doing it. So I wouldn't see a problem with that.
I've never used PayPal, so I'm not real familiar with it. I know people do, but
I've used it for a long time, and I've never had problems with it either. Citizens' comments? Or no, Dan, you had your hand up a while ago, didn't you?
But basically, that was covered. Some of the other things we were looking at was utility billings and some other stuff.
Yes.
And we're not ready for that at this point. And I think those other uses, they plan on bringing back if and when they're ready.
Any citizens' comments? commissioners. Gary, would you like to start?
I'm a fan of PayPal. Definitely kind of sidetracked onto the payments of the city. Looking forward to when that can be implemented in proper process. But for right now, as far as all future events, I'm not sure if that's, if some, we should not take that up immediately on this, perhaps more discussion as far as a general blanket statement. Like some feedback from the city manager on that. Versus having everything come back to us to, you know, and approve it as needed.
Well, the commission needs to determine, sure, you know, how much it wants to just assign to staff and things of that nature. In the past, the commission has felt comfortable passing things, right, to delegate on a day-to-day basis, and then if there's something that's unusual or raises red flags, then the staff just bring that back to the city commission. So if you're comfortable with it, I don't have a problem with it. We'll just monitor on a case-by-case basis. If the Irish Festival seems to make sense, we could let that proceed. If we see something that seems to make it out of the ordinary and there's, like I said, a red flag that goes up, we would say no, and we need to bring it back to the commission for further discussion.
I'd be comfortable with that.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
Same parameters are followed, so.
Jane?
No, I agree that it looks like a more efficient way to collect funds, so I agree with Derek.
Special, especially with special events, where they can go direct to it, and it relieves us of the burden, too, at times of processing things for them. So, Laura, did you make your comment?
Yeah, basically my question was, doesn't this cover events beyond Boyne Thunder? And, you know, if it does, that's, I don't have a problem with it, as long as it's an event that we, you know, the city has and the Main Street promotes and whatnot, should be fine.
The policy itself, the changes were not specific to Boyne Thunder.
Right, okay.
On the actual policy.
Okay.
Tom?
Yeah, I'm in agreement. So, Cindy, you're saying the motion covers, the motion as written, the recommendation is written. Doesn't specify Boyne Thunder only. So
and the
okay.
policy does not cover Boyne Thunder only for PayPal. The policy covers using PayPal.
It's an umbrella
right.
motion.
Yeah.
At the discretion. You can use it at the discretion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there may be events where it would just be impossible to track and so difficult. I mean, we have too many things going on. You just don't know. So we'd have to look at that. I'm sorry.
So, anyone else wish, commissioners wish to comment? So, we're open for a motion then.
I'll make a motion that the City Commission adopt the revised policy for automatic clearinghouse arrangements and electronic transactions of funds to include the use of PayPal for all events that staff feels is appropriate.
One second.
Roll call.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylor?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Next item on the agenda tonight, it isn't tonight yet.
Wow.
We're getting there.
Getting closer, though.
Yeah. Irish Heritage Week proclamation, consideration to proclaim the week of March 11th through the 18th, 2012, to be Boyne City Irish Heritage Week. And we do have a write-up here from Hugh Conklin, and Hugh is not presently here, but Lynn Williams is here, who's really done the work on this project, and we commend her for it. And if you'd like to speak to the commission and the citizens, we'll give you this time.
I'll pass around our flyer, our poster is just about to be produced. Take a look at it. This is our fifth year, and I have to admit it was my baby. The idea originated back at the time of the 150th birthday party, and I didn't attend everything with that, but I didn't see a lot of reference to Boyne City's Irish heritage roots and its original settlers, the Norse. And I thought that that deserves some recognition. I'm not even Irish, so I'm not recognizing myself. I have to admit the idea is not original with me. I happened to see a notice in the Traverse City paper that they were having such an event, and this would have been 7 years ago, I think, 7 or 8 years ago. And I thought it would be fun to go to, so my husband and I went down to it. And after attending a second year, I thought, hey, this is something Boyne City could easily do. Not quite so easy, but it was fun. And we did it just for one night for 3 years. We had an Irish heritage dinner. And last year, I expanded it to 8 days of different activities. A 4-day film festival, a lecture discussion on Irish history and culture. We had a genealogical workshop where people could come and research their roots in the old country if they had some. We had two Celtic music sessions on bookend Sundays, and then our fabulous dinner, which we tried very hard to keep the price down. Right now it's at $15. If you get your ticket before Wednesday night next of the week, our PayPal may help us again. The people can phone their reservations in, and they might get their reservations in time. The reason for this is simply a matter of ordering the food. The high school culinary arts department has always been our food provider. Mm-hmm. We have it at the Eagles Community Room. They bring the food in. They clean it up. Mm-hmm. And we have just a fabulous time. At this point, I thought it would be nice if the city, as a group, recognized this. And I thought the city council deserved an opportunity to declare the week as an official Irish, Boyne City Irish Heritage Week. And so that's my request that I think you have. Any questions? Pretty self-explanatory, I mean. Not very complicated.
Thank you, Lynn. Mike, would you like to make a comment?
Well, gosh, I'm going to go over there. Lynn's done a dandy job on this in the last 5 years that she's done it, and I think we can fully support continued success here.
Any citizens' comments or staff?
Yeah.
Commissioners. Gene, would you like to?
I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
You should have come to the dinner.
Derek?
I think it's a great acknowledgement of Boyne City's heritage. Mm-hmm. And for the record, if I vote for this, I'm not financially profiting in the green beer market. So, just throwing that out there. I don't have a financial interest in that.
I'm not Irish, and I haven't had the opportunity ever to come, but I would like to. I've always heard very good comments, so I'm in full support.
Yeah.
Full support.
Yeah. To do this official proclamation, are we going to just do it with a motion, or do we actually have a 4 or 5 sentence proclamation that would spell this out?
No, by approving the motion, you are proclaiming that.
Mm-hmm. Being mayor, should I be the one proclaiming it? The motion? Through a motion?
Are you Irish?
No.
Mr. O'Grunch.
Everybody's Irish
different.
On St. Patrick's.
Right.
That'd be fine.
So, I'll make a motion. In recognition of the tradition that has been started And by the powers of the City Commission, through this motion, we will officially declare the week of March 11th through 18th, 2012, to be Boyne City Irish Heritage Week. To be so noted and reflected in the minutes of this meeting.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylor?
Aye.
Grunge?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, next item on our agenda is the natural gas utility provider change. Consideration to approve the contract with Energy Services, to supply natural gas for all city facilities and authorize the city manager to sign the required documents. And at this time, I'll turn it over to Andy for a brief review.
Thank you, Mayor. The commission should have my memo in front of them on this matter. You know, we're always looking for ways to control our costs and reduce expenditures. This gentleman, Brad Glasson, came to us with a proposal. You know, he's been doing work for other entities in the area, most notably the county. And it looks like right now, at the way the market price is today, we could save about 25 cents per CCF. And we definitely chew up a lot of cubic feet of gas. So I think this can have a definite advantage for the city at this point to go a route like this. Other things we could look at in the future also could be electric, which his company is working to start representing that also at some other point in time, but it's not quite available yet. We spoke with a few other individuals who have contracted with this company, most notably Frank Shaler from the county. He's very happy with it. I don't know if you guys are doing anything at the jail, Mr. Gaylor.
I'm not sure if they're tied in on that account. I don't believe so. I believe that's strictly at the main county building complex. But I have heard Mr. Shaler's comments on that.
Great. It'll start out as a 6-month contract at a fixed rate, which after it'll become a month-to-month contract variable, or we could opt to, depending upon what the market's doing at that time, extend on a fixed rate. That'll be our decision at that point in time. If anybody have any questions, I'll try to answer.
Thank you, Andy. Mike?
As Andy mentioned, with the fixed rate for the first 6 months, it'll basically lock in the savings over what we're currently paying now. Once we end at 6 months, on 30 days' notice, we can terminate the contract at any time. So if we don't like how it's proceeding in the future, we can do that. We have been checking to see if there are other vendors that might be able to do something similar to this. If there are, we'll be checking into that further. But in a timely manner, if we're going to incur any savings during this heating season, we needed to take action now before we had the opportunity to go through a whole bid process. So it might be a little unusual in that standpoint, but I don't see any real risk to the city with regards to that. There will be savings with regards to it, and I would anticipate as we get a little bit more experience with it, we'll be in a better position to actually bid this out in the future.
Has any energy reseller contacted us besides Energy?
We've heard from a couple others, yes. But this is the one that seemed to have the most coherent package with some local references that we could check on that have had some good experiences. The other ones didn't. And again, just the timeliness of it, it would have pushed it out of the heating season.
Mm-hmm. So, any department heads or staff members wish to comment on this?
We can save money, it would be a good idea. I've got a lot of buildings up at that wastewater site. You really wouldn't want to stand by the gas main.
You have any citizen comments? Board discussion? Laura, would you like to speak?
Just a quick question. how much total savings do you think based on the newer rate? I mean, just a ballpark. I'm not going to hold you to it, but, you know, what does that amount to in savings for the city in real dollars over 6 months? So.
Over 6 months?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
wow. And what do we spend now?
We spend
a lot. I know.
I anticipate several thousand dollars.
Right.
it may not be up to five, but somewhere in that range, I would think.
Like 3,000 to 5,000, basically, in savings?
Correct.
For the year or for the 6 months?
Probably for the 6 months. I don't know what the year's going to portend because we haven't seen what what the rate will be after 6 months and what DTE will be doing with their rate at that time, too.
Right.
They have the ability to adjust it as well.
Okay. Well, I just, rather than 25 cents, it's hard for me to calculate how much real savings that is, so.
And that could change, at the end of the fixed rate contract, if we were variable, that could change. Could go up to 50, it could go down to 10. Down to 5, and it may not be worth doing. So that's something we need to constantly monitor.
Okay.
If we go to the variable, we need to really constantly monitor. Okay.
And we've always been with DTE?
Yes.
So that's a lot of years of being with that company.
We'll still be with DTE for the most part.
Yeah, right.
They still put the gas in the
right,
gas.
Right.
Yeah,
but I mean, as far
here.
As buying their gas, yeah. We're not, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess as long as it's 6 months, then we can get out of it if we want to, or move to a different company, or supplier, rather, not company, but supplier, then.
Right.
Yeah. Makes sense?
Good to me.
Yeah.
The numbers speak for themselves. Like I mentioned, I had heard experience with the County of Charlevoix going with this vendor, and the savings are actual savings. Mm-hmm. So. My only question or maybe concern was the selection of them only at this moment. Are we going to potentially violate anything or cause a problem by signing a no-bid contract to this vendor?
I don't believe so.
Okay. That was my only concern. If somebody says, how come you didn't select or take a look at least another vendor offering the same thing?
And I think my answer to that would be we are looking to do that,
sure.
And the question of whether we want to leave the money on the table or not to go through that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I mean, the savings now, as long as we can articulate that.
Mm-hmm. I believe in our discussions with the county, they went through a similar process as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, and don't hold me to that, but I think I asked that same question to Frank with regard to did something similar. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have any contract right now with DTE.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
we've never gone out
right.
for bids
sure.
anyway. This is an improvement on the existing
right.
process. Is it perfect? No, not yet. So, Mayor, if I may, mm-hmm. I want to make sure we're clear with regards to it. During the first 6 months of this contract, we will be locked in at that fixed rate.
Mm-hmm.
Our option to exit will be at the 6 month period with 30 days notice.
Okay. Jane?
No, I'm all for savings and saving now. So, sounds good.
Good. Tom?
Full support.
I just have one question. Can DTE raise the pass through service charges without going to the regulatory commission?
I have no idea on that. They would. That would be the same standard they'd have to apply for all customers across the state in a comparable classification.
So. I know at one time we personally did one of those electrical contracts with a reseller for electricity, and consumers went and raised their rates of, their pass-through service charge because they weren't getting the full nickel from the moving of the product.
In our discussions with other organizations that have switched this, such as the county, we haven't heard of any occurrence like that taking place. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but we haven't heard of that.
Okay. Well, that's the only thing I have, so I'm good with it. We'll accept the motion.
I move that the City Commission approve the contract and gas and energy services to supply natural gas for all city facilities and authorize the city manager to sign the required documents.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Next item on the agenda is Title VI Non-Discrimination Plan. Presentation of a draft Title VI Non-Discrimination Plan for review for future consideration. Mm-hmm. And at this time, I'll turn that over to Cindy.
You have before you a draft Title VI policy, non-discriminatory plan, and also a limited English proficiency plan. This comes down the line from an order as part of the Civil Rights Act, and it was with further orders within that act or after that act, that we have to, the basic crust of this whole policy is that we have to make sure that if someone comes into City Hall, if someone wants to come to see a city agenda, we have to do the best we can to make sure if they have limited English proficiency that we can assist them. So this policy basically gets us going in that direction. We fall within a safe harbor of that because of our, based on the census, we have a very, very few individuals that have designated themselves as limited English proficiency, but we still will go and do what we can to help them. This language, if so approved, will be in future city contracts, in engineering contracts, construction contracts. If it goes forward, staff will be trained in how to help people, basically, and we would send them as best we can to us. It would designate the city manager as a Title VI coordinator in case there are any complaints or changes that need to be made. And Title VI plans are necessary in order to get any type of federal funding. That's also a real big, huge issue. Community development, block grants, some of that money comes from the federal government, so it just passes through the CDBG. So this is a very important document to have. It's been a long labor getting it to this point to you. I've been working diligently with representatives from the state of Michigan, MDOT, in their Civil Rights Department to help me get this through and make sure it's correct, make sure it's correct for a community of our size. So if you have any questions, I can help. I'm looking, because of the size of the document, just to have it reviewed at this point. I'm hoping to bring it back to the commission on the 13th.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Mike?
This is a higher priority with the state recently. They're reaching out to a number of communities in our area that I'm aware of. The city of Charlevoix is one that's gone through this process recently as well, too. Again, it's something that we're required to do under law. It's focused again on when we go for grants and various things, grants that we've been getting for not just the recent grants, but going back a long time. So it's something we are required to do. As Cindy's mentioned, she spent lots and lots and lots of time working on this project, going back and forth with the state to make sure it meets our needs and our abilities and also is in compliance with the law. So again, it's a thick document. That's why we're bringing it to you today, so you can kind of start to digest it, and then we'll look to bring it back and after you've had a little bit more time with it, hopefully on the meeting on the 13th for formal consideration of adoption.
Any more department heads wish to make comment on this? Citizens' comments? Commissioners?
I just need to study it. Oh, I'm sorry. I just need to study it a lot further than I have already. So, yeah.
So, the bottom line of this would be, if this isn't in place, no grant money. Would that be a way to sum it up?
Mm. We could be found in violation of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Contingencies, yes.
What about the ones we've been getting prior to that, or have they not enforced that? Or when are they going to begin enforcement?
I don't know if that's come up in the discussion Cindy's had with the state.
They want this done
yesterday.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Probably because the feds are on them.
I think that is a correct statement. That's my assumption. I haven't heard that directly, but I just know that there has been some enforcement issues with, or oversight issues with the federal and some of the state programs. This could very well be
resolved. I suspect that's who's driving that.
Yeah.
I think
it
so.
Is. I believe it is.
Laura?
Yeah, like I said, I feel like I need a lot more to digest. I've read through it, but I haven't really comprehended all of it yet, but I am sure it'll be fine.
Gene?
Well, I've gone over quite a bit of it. We do have equal opportunity policy in place, but like it says, we got to have this plan to receive our federal assistance. But I guess I need a little more time to look at it, too.
Tom?
Recommend moving forward with it, with the process, yes.
I only have one question myself. You know, looking at this translator resource list, I didn't find, you know, Google Translator on it.
We have not had to use it, but go into Google Translate, and that's something that we've already talked about in the policy, and it is great. It's a great tool for us. Mm-hmm. It is a great tool.
I know I have it on my Google home sheet or home page when I open my computer, and I've had to use it several times. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's quick. It's accurate.
Yes. And 911 has they don't have a full list, our local 911 CCE, but they do have a partial list as well. But I didn't use their list because it's not a full list. The state resource list is probably one of the strongest that we have.
Thank you. Okay. And as informational, we do not need a motion at this time. And then we'll be coming back to us the first meeting in March.
That's what we're looking at, correct.
Okay, good. So. The next item on the agenda is go to the order. Tom, would you like to start on that?
Just a question, what's the timeline as far as Chief of Police staffing?
I'm a few weeks behind on that project right now. We sent letters out to all the applicants last week with regards to it to give them an update on their process. I'm thinking interviews are probably going to happen about the middle of the month right now. I talked to that with the department, with Craig, and seems like things are going fine over there, so I don't have to spend any time with that.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Laura?
I don't have anything.
Derek?
Yeah, just to follow up on what Commissioner Niehammer asked, would it not be beneficial to have a chief in place prior to budgetary process?
Yes, that's not going to happen.
Obviously not now. It's
not. No, I don't think it would have happened before anyway. Just with the timeline and get somebody on board. We'll be getting budgets to you fairly shortly.
All right. Okay. The other thing I have is we're coming up on the 60 days for the North Boyne project, and looks like the 60 days will end just before our next meeting, so I anticipate the city manager will have that project ready to present to us at that time. Thank you.
Gates and the securing it.
The signage, the notifications, the process, everything.
Yep.
Good. Jane?
I'm all set.
Okay. I don't have anything at this time. Announcements. The next regular city commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 28th.
I did make a...
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's March.
Karen emailed me updated.
Yes. Okay. So the next commission meeting is...
March 13th. At 7 p.m.
At 7.
Okay, March 13th at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Mike?
I know it's kind of out of protocol, but during the course of our meeting, we were informed that a former city employee, Mike Anderson, passed away. That happened just today. Yesterday, he was taken to the hospital, as you may recall. He's been fighting cancer for some time. They had a very inspirational fundraiser for him over at the Eagles a couple months ago. But apparently things failed rather quickly in the last 24 to 48 hours. So I don't want to take a moment of silence, but if you keep his family, his wife, in your thoughts and prayers, and as we get more details, we'll keep the commission posted on that.
Thank you. This time we'll take a moment for silent prayer in our hearts and ask the good Lord to comfort and grant his family peace and benefit from the 30-some years that he gave the city. Presidential primary is today, and polls are going to be open until 8 p.m. So, anyways, if there's nothing further on our agenda or information, I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting at 3:21 p.m.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Gaylor?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Is it a record?
No, I don't think so, but...